It's with very great pleasure indeed that I take the chair at for this contribution from Gordon Tullock. I first met Gordon in 1962 when I was out in the United States for a sort of tour and study tour, and I met him at the University of Virginia and became very interested in him and the work that he was doing. I regard him as one of the most original and courageous thinkers that I've ever met, never known. He thinks differently from most people, he thinks in a different way from most people, but that's what all I meant, a different manner. But he reaches very good conclusions.
Pardon? That's because most people make mistakes.
Yes, Gordon's mistakes are unique. and then I met him again at the University of Virginia, who invited me out for a year for the year 1966, and that started a chain reaction, and I'm still in the United States. Since I was at the University of Virginia, Gordon and his collaborator, Jimmy Buchanan, have moved to the to VPI, the Noah University, and where they founded the Center for Public Choice, and from which all sorts of very important contributions to economics and politics have come subsequently. The Gordon Tullock, together with Jimmy Buchanan, made an extremely important contribution, in my opinion, to the re-establishment of what I call political economy, which is a synthesis of economics into the political era, into the political area, where one can see maximizing activity on the part of politicians as well as on the part of businessmen. Since then, his most important book, I think, has been The Economics of Democracy, and he's published a little book. He complains about the price of it in the United States. I think it's about $5. It's a very small book called The Voting Motive, and published by the Institute of Economic Affairs in London. I'm not going to waste any more time just talking to you. I'm going to ask now for Gordon Tullock to explain to us his views on the process of investing in the bureaucracy. And so I call upon him to